Welcome everybody to the 2019 Canadian Electroacoustic Community AGM, the annual general meeting. So I think the first order of business is to look at the agenda and accept the agenda. Everybody has the documents online. cclozzonis.ca/AGM. All the documents will be there. So we'll take a look in a second and move to accept the agenda. Anybody wants to move?
Je propose adoption de l'ordre du jour tel que présenté.
Seconding? Anyone? All right. In favor? Thank you. So, agenda accepted. The next order of business is to look at the minutes from previous AGM from last year. Let's read them for a minute or so and also move to accept them.
Sorry, who was that seconded?
Julie.
Okay, perfect, good, we're there, fine. I'm just checking some. Corinne and I are writing the minutes simultaneously, so just in case we have to verify who said what at some point, we may interrupt. All good. I've just gotten a Skype from James Andean, who says he's listening in, so if there's anything needed, he can be available for a member. I don't hear anybody all of a sudden.
We are reading you.
Yeah, there we are. Is that because nothing was happening?
Yeah, we're reading the minutes.
Okay.
Sorry, are we ready to accept the minutes?
Yeah.
Anybody wants to move that?
Yes.
Seconded.
Because this is being webcast and archived, can you please say your name if you're moving or seconding?
So if you go moving.
You remember.
Miriam Boucher, seconding.
I'm a member.
Okay, all in favor?
Yeah.
Is it unanimous?
Yep.
All right. So the minutes are moved. Okay, business arising from the minutes. Do we have any business? I didn't see any business. Jeff, do you know of any business? Jean-François. Yeah.
C'est un point d'ordre. Myriam a appuyé, mais elle n'était pas présente à la réunion, donc elle ne peut pas vraiment appuyer. Là.
Ah, ok. Qui est-ce qui était présent à l'autre réunion?
Je peux répéter en anglais s'il y a un problème de compréhension.
Linda, Jeff, Kevin, Matt, Julie.
C'est un problème de compréhension, mais pas de langue.
So, Julie.
Yeah. Julie
second.
Thank you, Jean-François.
Okay.
Okay, so do we have business arising? Except for that? Yeah, no?
Hmm?
No business arising from the minutes? No more business. Okay, so the next item is the president's report. So I'll pass the microphone to Myriam.
I need to. It's my first president.
Okay, yeah, I know.
I need to read it all.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Because it's
for the webcast. For the webcast.
Okay,
for the
webcast. Yeah.
I know it. It's a placebo microphone.
Okay. Because sorry for my English. It's not my first language, so I don't read very fast.
Mm-hmm.
So. Okay. Perfect. So welcome everyone and thanks for coming. I'm happy to provide CSC members with an update on its activities over the past year. So for the CSC board, you will recall that during the last AGM, I moved to alter the bylaws to allow for a minimum of six instead of six members on board of directors, was tabled for a vote at a later meeting. This change was voted in unanimously during a special general meeting on 6th September 2018. As a result of this change, it was possible to integrate two additional board members in 2018 and 2019, Kevin Austin and Julie Madsen. At the end of this past fiscal year, Jean Routier resigned from the board to be able to spend more time on family and his own artistic activities. We wish him the best in his future pursuits and thank him for his 24 years of uninterrupted
24 years.
Yes.
Wow.
service to the CSC as a CSC board member. Kevin Austin has resigned as well. The CSC thanks him as well for many years, decades, in fact, of service, working tirelessly with and on behalf of the CSC and the community it represents. Kevin has had several stints on the board since writing the CSC's charter and initiating with Jean-François Denis the founding of the association in 1986. The board is now taking the opportunity to renew itself and is very pleased to announce some new members in its lineup. Carolina McDonald,
yeah.
And James Edine.
Andean. Yeah.
Is it here?
No.
He's listening.
Yeah. Okay.
But don't say anything.
yeah, he's in Leicester.
Yeah.
So there are a few further changes to note. After serving for 5 years as president, Eldad Sabari has stepped down to serve as a member at large.
Mm.
The CSC thanks Eldad for his many contributions and direction over the years. Myriam Boucher was voted in as president, Karina as secretary, and James joins the board as a member at large. In summary, the CSC's board of directors for 2019 and 2020 is as follows. President Myriam Boucher from Montreal, vice-president Kerry Dutch from Vancouver, secretary Karina McDonald from Montreal, treasurer Sean Pinchbeck from Edmonton, and members at large James Andine, Joseph Hine, Julie Matson, and Eldad Sabari. So the next projects for the CSC, as has been the case for many years now, the CSC's three principal ongoing and recurring annual activities are eContact, an online journal for electroacoustic practice, JTTP, Jeux de Temps, which recognizes the achievements of young and emerging composers and sound artists from or living in Canada, and Sonus, an online jukebox and the largest of its kind in the world. So for the Jeux de Temps Times Play, JTTP concours. The results have just come in the 28th edition of JTTP coordinated by the CSC, and I'm really, really pleased to be able to announce the result here with several of the winners in fact present here today. Now there is a tie for the fifth place in this year. So the first is Nicola Giannini.
Yeah.
For his wonderful work that I love, Eyes Droit Circle of Light. The second one is the awesome musician and composer Roger Telly-Greg.
Yeah.
With his work Nulle part à trouver. The third one, I'm really happy that you are in the. Yeah, I'm really happy that Léa Boudreau is the third one with Cat Machine pour sauver le monde.
Yeah.
And the fourth is Valentin Stipp. Is it here?
Oh, he's not here. Yeah, he's from Concordia.
With 11-9.
Yeah.
And we have two winners in the fifth places. Diego Bermudez Chamberlain with Buscando
Buscandolus.
And Benjamin Plenty Grani with Tar. So it's really, yeah, I'm really happy of this. This year I should be happy, who knows. I'm always happy, but really a good year, and
so
I think, yeah, it's really, really nice. So each of them received prize packages made up of contributions by Canadian and international project partners of a total worth of nearly $3,000 in CDs, books, and magazines, subscriptions, etc. Cash prizes are also awarded to the first three, thanks to the generous contributions of a number of individual donors. CSC members will receive an announcement very soon of the publication of the web pages featuring all submissions, program notes, and composer bios, as well as events featuring GPTP 2090 works over the coming year. ACUSMA, the festival ACUSMA, has been a HTTP project partner since 2014. And as in previous years, they are including this year's GTTP First Prize Award, the work of Nicola Giannini, in their annual International Festival of Immersive Digital Music. Nicola's piece will be included in the program of the closing concert of the 16th edition of ACUSMA on 24 October at the UNC in Montreal. So put this date of in your calendar if you are in Montreal. In October, keep an eye of the events page for this year's GTTP for the information on future events over the coming year currently being put in place. So news from Sonus for the Sonus as part of the Sonus upgrade that Yves Gigon presented at last year's AGM. Some analysis, assessment, and planning tasks were done for a subsequent round of more fundamental upgrades and improvements. I am very happy to report that the Canada Council for the Arts has awarded the CSC with a sector innovation and development grant in the amount of
19,000.
Even Jeff are working on this exciting project with major programming enhancements being implemented by Diffusion eMedia from June to December 2019. Eve will provide a brief report on the general plans and progress of the report in a few minutes, and I will provide members with a further update in the October 2019 edition of eFlash. For eContact, you will have noticed that since last year's AGM, there have been no new issues of eContact published. The board decided to accept a pause in the production in order to focus more of its energies on reducing the CSS financial situation in regards to Canada Council funding, which the CSC treasurer Sean Pinchbeck explained during last year's AGM. During this time, the journal's coordinating editor, Jeff Chipewa, has developed a whole three-year plan for the journal that aims to tighten its focus and broaden its coverage. This integrated plan will not only strengthen the identity of the journal, but will also allow for an increased use of cross-issue web links, thereby making the publication more dynamic as a whole, in contrast to the predominantly standalone format of early issues. The board is pleased to announce that activities have resumed for the journal and that you can already plan on having issue 20.3 on media-specific sonic practice as part of your reading list in mid-September. Following that, the IT issue, IT 80th
18th.
Yeah. 18th. Issue will be published, and will launch the 21st volume of the Electronic Journal in January 2020, with two more issues in that volume to appear in May and September. More details about the issue terms will be posted very soon on the Contact website, at which point I would invite you all to check out the call for contributions page in order to stay informed about upcoming issues of eContact that you might be interested in contributing to. So many thanks to all for being here today, CSC members and anyone else who has joined in person or is listening to the webcast. Thanks. Oh, thanks also. Thanks also to the Concordia University for offering the space and technical support that made the webcasting of the AGM possible. I will invite Sean to give more details of the CSC's financial situation with his treasurer's report. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Miriam. So, Sean, are you ready with the treasurer's report?
Yes. Somebody needs to move to accept.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, to accept the president's report?
The president's report, yeah.
Okay, anyone?
Julie
Matson moves. Mark Orwin seconds. All in favor? Unanimous.
Okay, treasurer's report. The following is a report on the CEC's current financial situation as of the start of the current fiscal year, 2019-2020. Please refer to the 2018-19 financial report, which hope you guys have somewhere in the documents provided. So the year-end financial report, referring to the first page of the CEC's financial report.
Sorry, that just, can I break? For anybody who doesn't have it in front of them, it's in the AGM 2019 documents, starting on page 3.
Okay. So referring to the first page, that one. of the CEC's financial report for 2018-19 fiscal year, which ended on the 31st of May 2019. The association's financial situation as of May 31st, 2019 is summarized as follows. The assets of $1,340 in the bank, plus $1,000 in accounts due, plus a $10,000 SOCAN Foundation grant payment due, give a total of $12,340. For liabilities of $2,119 in accounts payable, plus the repayment of a $5,500 short-term loan, give a total of $7,619. Assets minus liabilities leave a net asset of $4,721. On page 2 of the financial report presents a summary of revenues and expenses grouped in categories for the 2018-19 fiscal year. Consistent with previous years, the CEC's primary source of revenue this past year were SOCAM Foundation and membership dues, while the principal expenses for the same period were subcontracting administrative salaries, followed by professional fees paid in for programming, grant writing assistance, accounting and translation, as well as the prize money awarded to JTTP 2018 winners. Accounts due this year are outstanding membership payments for 2018-19. Accounts payable consist of monies owed for administrative salary, translation, accounting, and internet hardware, as well as for the short-term loan mentioned above. The difference in total revenues, $27,801, and total expenses, $28,220 means the CEC's 2018-19 expenses exceeded its revenues by $419. As with last year, it's a negligible amount. Financial forecast for the current fiscal year. The third page of the financial report is an annex that serves only to provide simplified summaries. The first table shows what is described above. The second table presents a simple overview of the projected revenues available to the CEC for the 2019-2020 fiscal year. Net assets, the subtotal from the first table plus the second SOCAN Foundation 2019 annual operations grant payment coming in September, plus projections of the first payment for the 2020 annual operations grant, membership fees, and JTTP 2019 donations leave the CEC with a working balance of $54,321 for the current fiscal year. SOCAN Foundation, or I guess the heading is Institutional Income Sources. SOCAN Foundation. The CEC has received stable funding of $20,000 per year from the SOCAN Foundation since 2016, when it was increased by 60% from $12,500 in 2015. Last year, we requested significantly more funding, but simply there was no extra funds available in their budget to allow for an increase. Annual operations from SOCAN will become a three-year application starting in 2020. We have just submitted our first multi-year application for the 2020-2022 fiscal years, that range, and hope for an increase in funding due to the new process. Multi-year funding will mean increased financial stability for the CEC going forward. There will be more news about that once we get a response in late 2019 from our application. The Canada Council for the Arts. Since last AGM, the CEC has received two grants awarded by the Canada Council, a small representation and promotion grant to have Jeff Chippewa represent JTTP 2018 winners in a concert of their works at in Sound Junction in Sheffield, and a major grant through the Sector Innovation and Development Program for continued upgrades to SONUS, which Eves will report on shortly, in the amount of $19,000. This project will run over the first half of the 2019-2020 fiscal year. With these two project grants, the CEC again meets the criteria to apply for core-type funding from the Canada Council. We will submit a major application to the Canada Council Support Organization Program for multi-year funding in October of this year. If successful, it would be for four fiscal years starting in June 2020. The CEC's current financial situation. In recent years, costs have increased, but funding has remained stable. The only place to cut this past year to avoid important shortfalls, as in 2016-17, was hours worked. Eves gave up 2 months of work and Jeff 1 month to ensure the CEC not be forced to use a significant portion of its net assets to complete the fiscal year. With recent successes in new grant applications and the CEC now eligible to apply for Canada Council core type funding, it looks promising that we will emerge healthy for the long term after several years of difficulties. Overdue wage increases have been given to the CEC's two administrators starting 2019-2020. They will be absorbed into the budget covered by expected funding increases from the SOCAN Foundation and new funding from Canada Council. It's expected that an increase in our SOCAN Foundation grant would be enough to cover recent years' increases in operating costs. New Canada Council funding would provide the means to instigate a number of things on the CEC's wish list, such as paying e-contact writer and guest editor fees, increased promotional activities for all of its projects, increased funds available for website programming and translation, and other new initiatives of the CEC. Despite some challenges and needing to use a slight amount from the surplus this year, the CEC is very optimistic that a healthier and stable financial outlook is slowly getting into place, thanks to the efforts of our staff and board of directors. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Motion to move, motion to accept the treasurer's report?
Julie Mattson.
Julie Mattson, seconded by?
Yes.
By Yves Gigon. And you know, all in favor?
Do we have time for questions or do we just
Sure, let's have questions first.
D'accord, alors si je comprends bien, le rapport financier est fait de 3 pages, mais nous ne votons que sur les 2 premières pages, n'est-ce pas?
Oui, c'est ça.
Oui.
Donc ceci doit être très très clair dans notre compréhension commune. La 3e page, c'est juste un document supplémentaire pour les prévisions budgétaires.
C'est ça.
Nous ne votons pas là-dessus.
Donc, ceci étant, exact.
Ceci étant très clair, maintenant je pense qu'on peut certainement passer au vote. Il n'y a pas d'autres questions.
Oui. OK. Merci, Jean-François.
And can I just
extend
a thank you to both Eve and Jeff for like working for free, basically, for that time. It's, you know, was needed, much appreciated, and not overlooked.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, so all in favor? Okay, unanimous. Jeff, the next item, the eFlash. Do we have presentations?
Jean-François?
Yes.
J'aimerais faire une proposition tout à fait officielle dans le même esprit qui a été faite un peu plus tôt. Remerciement très, très grand aux employés de la CEC qui ont donné leur temps pour la survie de notre organisation. J'aimerais que ce soit une proposition officielle au procès verbal, s'il vous plaît. Donc, je fais la proposition. Mm-hmm. Julie devrait faire la proposition. Et je vais l'appuyer. Que ce soit officiel, s'il vous
plaît.
I can make that an official proposition of thanks, etc., etc.
Okay, what's the difference when it's an official proposition of thanks to just for the minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, all in favor?
I'm going to abstain, just kidding. Yeah, I'm doing the eFlash report.
Oh, you're doing it?
Yeah. So, do I need the mic?
Sure.
Okay, so to follow up on Miriam's president's report, I'll make a brief mention that CEC members will notice more regular communications from the board from now on in the form of the membership newsletter eFlash. In order to better stay in touch with the membership, a decision has been made to reinvigorate eFlash and to publish this electronic newsletter every 2 months. In addition to the AGM edition, usually in August, there will be newsletters sent out mid-month in October, December, February, April, and June over the course of this year. The reinvigoration of eFlash as a recurring means of communications between the CEC and its members will allow the board to provide CEC members with more frequent and regular updates on projects and activities the CEC is leading or involved in. For example, in the June 2019 edition of eFlash, CEC Treasurer Sean Pinchbeck gave updates on JTTP and the Canada Council grant that he mentioned in his treasurer's report, as well as reminders about the upcoming AGM and membership payments being due at the start of the fiscal year. You can consult past and present editions of the newsletter on the eFlash section of the CEC's website, which of course is cec.sonus.ca/eFlash.
Thank you, Corina. Jeff, do we need to move to accept this report? Or? I don't think so, right? Okay, so
Don't think we need. I don't know. Jean-François would know better than me, but
he said no.
Yes.
He said no.
Very good. I didn't see him shake his head.
Yeah.
He's behind me.
Okay, so next part is other business. We have a new honorary member, Jeff.
Julie?
Yeah.
Julie, okay.
So, in other business, we have a new honorary member. Following discussions amongst the board members in the spring of 2019, it was decided to invite Barry Truax as an honorary member of the CEC. He was honored to be invited and is happy to accept. He joins an illustrious group of individuals who have contributed to and served the community of electroacoustic practitioners in Canada, and on behalf of the CEC, I am delighted to be able to announce his induction as the CEC's newest honorary member.
Great. I assume the Sonus upgrade.
Yeah.
So Sonus upgrades. Yves Gigon will report.
Just a quick note to say that thanks to a Canada Council grant, we are in the Sonus upgrade is in the works. Will be finished around December, so for a launch in January. The two main upgrades for the site are the metadata, so that the site is more discoverable, for discoverability in fact. And a new way for composers to update their information, so program notes, bios, and et cetera. Plus, of course, a multitude of upgrades for the interface, the player, and different part of the sites. So that's it.
I have a question.
Well, yeah.
Can I?
Yes.
Of course.
Have you planned to be possible to run videos on the Sonus?
Not yet.
Okay.
For now, it's only audio.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions?
Sure. I know there's already a way to add multi-channel works.
Yeah.
And they're downloadable, right?
Yes.
Are the stereo works downloadable as well, or only streamable?
No, streamed only.
Okay. And is there a reason for it, or is it a matter of like streaming rights, or?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's for the rights, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
We pay licenses to SOCAN for streaming. And
right.
Yeah.
And it's okay with the multi-channel though?
It's independent, it's something
right.
else, in fact.
Okay.
Yeah, multi-channel is independent. Jean-François could say a bit more things about that, but it's another question, yeah, for sure. Any other questions?
Sorry, could you just clarify? You said that the
multi-channel works are downloadable.
Are downloadable.
Yeah, only, yeah.
They're not streamable. Oh.
Right.
Yeah. Are they streamable in a stereo version at the same time, or is it
the multi-channel?
Yeah.
In fact, when you are on a piece page, the page of the piece, you can either hear it in streaming,
yeah.
or download the version if there is a multi-channel version. Yes. The multi-channel version is zipped, so every file are zipped, and it's the original format, so it's really. It's really big files. Yeah. Anything else?
Okay, so before we adjourn, I just want to say to the JKTP winners, thank you. I'm really excited. I'm speaking on behalf of the board overall and the membership. I'm really excited for having you here, and really looking forward to all the activities that's going to happen this year with Jeff's help and the performances, the broadcast, and you know, officially, I'd like to welcome Miriam as the new president. We haven't done that; it's her first AGM, and mm-hmm. like to. I'm as excited, you know, in terms of like the new direction that you're going to bring to the CEC. I feel it after a little bit of a. A transformational period that we had in the last few months,
mm-hmm.
we ended up in a really good situation where we had a lot of promise, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Thank you, madam.
Thank you.
Do you have any other comments or questions before we are ready to adjourn?
Yeah, GTTP winners, don't run. I have prizes for you.
Jeff, Sean?
All good?
All good here.
All good here. Thank you.
Okay, so motion to adjourn there. Like anybody would like to
Yeah.
The move, yeah.
Yves Gigon.
And seconded by
Julie.
Julie, all in favor?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.